This new proposal calls on key stakeholders, government, the Electoral Commission, civil society organizations, the faith-based organizations, to re-look at our model of electoral management in this country, because we feel that the model we are using today is actually not helping, because it has overlived its usefulness. And therefore, this is not actually helping. For instance, the Electoral Commission is supposed to ensure that all political parties registered have presence or are functional in two-thirds of the 260 districts in Ghana. But the Electoral Commission is unable to ensure that this particular function works. That is why we are calling that the mixed model electoral management, the mixed electoral management model should be one that should be considered, so we can have proper management of our elections in this country.
But David, some people are saying if it's not broken, don't fix it. The Electoral Commission had been managing and administrating elections since 1992, and both local and international poll observers will tell you that the elections have been free, fair, transparent, and credible in spite of challenges of the outcome of the election. So the Electoral Commission appears to be perfecting its act as the years go by, and that trying to reinvent the wheel could actually create chaos. How do you respond to that?
I'll be very shocked anyone that will see that the Electoral Commission is performing very well. The fact that a lot of us, or maybe we are continuing to enjoy peace in this country, does not necessarily mean that some parts of our electoral system is not broken. There are many parts that is broken, but Ghanaians are peace-loving people. That is why we continue to endure the Electoral Commission. I'll give you some few examples. Now, one of the functions of the Electoral Commission is boundary delimitation. As we speak today, there is a community in the Volta region that has no representation in parliament. And this is very challenging. It is because of these malfunctioning that we are talking about. The Electoral Commission has been unable to perform all these functions very well.
With the proposal from your organization, what is the intended objective?
This proposal is intended to consolidate Ghana's electoral democracy. It is to help us have quality elections that people will have confidence in the outcome. A lot of people, because of the gaps that are created, believe that the 2020 elections, the winner was not the actual reflection of what the voters said. People believe that the Electoral Commission is the one that chose the president for this country, but not the voters, because of the many things that occurred in this particular elections. A lot of unprecedented things occurred. For instance, 8 people lost their lives. This has never happened in our elections before.
But David, why wouldn't the Electoral Commission be empowered to hire more people, to have a bigger employee base in order to undertake all the suggestions you are making, instead of creating a different body?
So the Electoral Commission is not impeded in doing anything. It is just that the Electoral Commission is unable to perform all the functions under which it has been established. That is why we are calling for another independent body to help in this particular regard, because we are much concerned about the safety of our democracy, the peace we are enjoying today. The 2 elections in 8 years ended up at the Supreme Court. Now, we don't want our elections to be going in that particular direction. Supreme Court is the final arbiter in any electoral dispute. Now, if the people disagree with the Supreme Court, we will be heading towards chaos. We don't want to get there. We want the Electoral Commission to focus on its core functions so that it will be able to organize elections, very quality elections in this country, for people to have trust and confidence in the final declaration of results. for the safety of our peace and tranquility.